Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. We are brought to you, as usual, by Lice First Naturals, the makers of Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things that can help you stay younger for longer, at least in my humble opinion. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, to see the data on the specific lactobacillus and bifidobacteria strains they have in Truebiotics. Naturally helps keep your digestion systems running smoothly and maintains pink immunity. That's what it says on the label. The randomized double-blind studies are even better at showing what they do, as is the important data on bovine colostrum. Bovine colostrum, very important. If you exercise or take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, even that baby aspirin that I take twice a day to decrease inflammation, this bovine colostrum helps prevent the immune reaction that shortens your gut when you either exercise too much or not, or take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or have that bloating symptom. This is 1192A. The A's, always the latest medical news of the week. We have some really interesting news. One is on niacin. Niacin used to be used to treat heart disease and prevent high cholesterol levels. Well, it turns out one of the metabolites of niacin, which you get with too high a level, may, in this early study from the Cleveland Clinic, Stan Hazen's lab, increase vascular inflammation, that is inflammation in your blood vessels, and promote heart disease and stroke. So may thiamine. That's why it's important to take the one multivitamin that you're going to take morning and evening, but not take vitamins in water or other things that may abnormally increase your B vitamin levels. So you want to have enough B vitamins that decrease cognitive dysfunction and maintains brain health and seems to maintain blood vessel and decrease cancer and decrease all-cause mortality. And clearly the data are pretty clear that it decreases long-term heart disease and long-term cancer risks and decreases cognitive dysfunction even in the short term. But you don't want too much of it. Second story, and that, by the way, is our Roizen rule for a younger you. Get the Fab 15, but only in the right amounts. That is the supplements and small molecules that help you. And one of those is half of a multivitamin twice a day. Why twice a day and why half? Well, you don't want too much and you want it in a relatively stable level, and you'll urinate out those excess in under 16 hours. So split it half and half to keep your levels more stable. Those two stories are the Roizen rule for younger you, story number one of this week. Story number one on longevity is the next disruptor segment, is that healthy living decreases irritable bowel syndrome. And I'll get to what we mean by healthy living in just a few seconds, because it is characterized by five different characteristics. And if you did all five, you have about a 50% reduction in irritable bowel syndrome. So that is that key story of the week. Now, as long as we're talking about it, we ought to talk about what are those five things. And I'm going to try and get them exactly. Moderate alcohol intake was one of the five. 7 hours of sleep each night is the second. The third is never smoking. The fourth is a high level of vigorous activity. And the fifth is a high quality of diet. Five things: never smoking, getting at least 7 hours of sleep, a high level of vigorous activity, vigorous physical activity every week, a high quality diet, and only moderate alcohol intake. You have those and you decrease your risk of irritable bowel syndrome by over 40%. Perhaps one of the most unusual ones, stories of the week, and I'm going to call this a well beyond well story, is one about getting enough corticosteroid. That is those steroids, you've heard of them as cortisone. Well, when you have a tumor that creates too much cortisone, you take out the tumor and you end up with too little if it's not replaced. In this study from Mass General, they found out that those that were replaced on the lower side, not a full replacement dose apparently, ended up with a 50% increase in autoimmune disease. That is, the cortisol suppresses your immune system enough to prevent autoimmune disease. And when you don't have it, you can develop that. And these people developed thyroiditis and diabetes and MS, multiple sclerosis, etc. So there is a reason to get the supplement right and to go to a really good institution where you will get the supplement dose right. The next story I want to cover is one relating to what was called a infection that then leads to chronic fatigue syndrome. This is a chronic fatigue syndrome condition. It is that people who have some viral diseases, such as infectious mononucleosis, it seems that the virus persists and you develop a myelogic encephalomyelitis or chronic fatigue syndrome. What's my message on this? Is get your vaccinations so your immune system is geared to fight off all those common viral diseases that can cause this. My favorite story of the week, another Roizen rule for a younger you story, relates to brain functioning. I've often spoke about doing speed of processing games, just 18 hours over a 10-year period, decreases dementia risk by over 30%, over 40% in the studies, two randomized controlled trials, nicely done with what we call speed of processing games. Brain HQ has double decision and freeze frame where they were done. Turns out that when you have this, you have less memory loss in addition. That is, one of the keys to avoiding memory loss is avoiding speed of processing deficits. We don't know why that's so important for memory and for cognitive functioning, but speed of processing is, and you can practice it. Another Roizen rule for a younger you story. That's our third Roizen rule for a younger you segment story of the week, is that harmful association between traffic pollution and amyloid plaque. This is in people who donated their brains to research, and they correlated the air pollution in the environment in which they lived and the degree of amyloid plaques, and there was a strong correlation between traffic pollution and amyloid plaques. I guess this is another reason to live 7 blocks or more from the nearest freeway and to work there and to have high particulate HEPA filters, high efficiency particulate filtering in your building and your home. And this was a very strong association between the traffic-related fine particulate matter and the amyloid in brains. So that incredibly important story, Roizen Rule for Younger You, story number 3. The Roizen Rule for Younger You, story number 4. It's really surprising that we have 4 of them in 1 week, but this is that occupational noise is linked to the development of arthritis. Why is this? We don't know whether it is that you are stressed by the occupational noise or whether it is that you avoid interactions with other people and don't build a posse and thus have more stress because of that. We don't know why this is, but there, again, a fairly strong relationship between the amount of occupational noise and the development of osteoarthritis. Those are the key stories of the week. Maybe one other quickie, and this would be a Roizen Rule for a Younger You, 5th, if you will, segment, and that is a quarter of smokers quit within 2 years of menthol bans. That is, more than a quarter of smokers are smoking, are hooked on the menthol in the cigarettes. Now, our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week, that's a doozy. It is that kidney disease increases with inflammation, and stress is a leading cause of inflammation, as is eating foods with high fructose corn syrup, and those increase your highly specific C-reactive protein, a measure of inflammation, and that increases kidney disease. Yeah, it does increase heart disease and stroke and memory loss and cancer as well. But it is another reason to avoid those inflammatory foods. This has been You, the Owner's Manual 1192A. The A's, always great medical news and what it means to you. And I'm going to go over those quickly, some of them again. If you have a tumor removed, make sure you go to a place that does a lot of them, because the dose of, in this case, supplement of cortisol afterwards was strongly correlated with whether you avoided autoimmune disease or developed it. Speaking of that, if you do those 5 healthy things, moderate alcohol intake at most, a healthy diet, never smoked, exercise vigorously, and low alcohol consumption, I'm blanking on the 5th one, but those 5 things were strongly related to a decrease in irritable bowel syndrome. And then our crazy thing on extra B vitamins, you don't want extra niacin or extra thiamine. They both have associations with vascular disease and decreased cognitive dysfunction. So you want half a multivitamin twice a day. Avoid anything else with supplemental vitamins. That is, putting vitamins in water or in other things doesn't make that other thing better for you. Other couple stories that were important are that smokers quit when you ban menthol. A quarter of the smokers just apparently smoke for the menthol. And occupational noise levels are associated with development of arthritis. And live 7 blocks or more and get a high efficiency HEPA filter for both home and work, because small particles from traffic pollution are related to amyloid and the development of cognitive dysfunction. So amyloid association in the brain. This again has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We thank our sponsors, Longevity Playbook, where you can sign up for the free newsletter. Go and do that. It's free and gives you great 250-word tips, but even better, cartoons every week. And of course, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both Bovine Colostrum and TrueBiotics. Go to their website and see the randomized double-blind controlled trials that show you how good they are in specific situations, such as if you take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug routinely, like I do with two baby aspirin a day, one in the morning, one in the evening, you'll want to take that bovine colostrum, or at least consider it, because it does decrease the side effects that that aspirin or Advil or ibuprofen has on your gut. We really appreciate your downloading us. Tell other people about it. Thank you. And remember, go to longevityplaybook.com and sign up for the free newsletter. Thanks again. See you next week.